الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. وما توعدون لآت وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. ثم ما بعد، my dear respective brothers and sisters in Islam in the web, may Allah reward you for coming today joining us to listen to one of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the zakah, which is the pillar in Islam, the third pillar in Islam, obligatory on the Muslims. On the Muslims who qualified, okay, on wealthy people. So the zakah is an obligatory charity due on wealth. And it is the most important pillar, very important, is the third after Salah and the Shahada. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it obligatory, the zakah made it obligatory in the Quran, and he said وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ and establish salah and give the obligatory zakah. This is in the Quran, the verse I quote. And the zakah is being mentioned in the Quran with the salah all the time, intertwined. All the time Allah, when he mentions the salah, he mentions as well the zakah. أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Establish salah, obligatory salah, and give zakah. And it was mentioned, intertwined with the salah in 82 places in the Quran. So if this is obligation, obligatory pillar that is mentioned in the Quran. And in the Sunnah, the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the Islam is being بني الإسلام على خمس. The Islam is being erected or established on five pillars, and one of those pillars is the pillar of zakah. The pillar of zakah. What is the purpose of the zakah? The purpose and the goal of the zakah is to test one who loves Allah by giving what he loves from his wealth. That means you are given from your wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon you. As he said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ومما الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. الف لام ميم. This is the book, there is no doubt in it, guidance to the pious ones, to the pious ones, those who believe in the unseen and establish salah and give of what we bestow upon them. So you given of what Allah bestow upon you. You are not given from the money that you think that you yourself made or earned, but you are given from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon you. The zakah purifies you from stinginess and being misery. Also the zakah, when you give the zakah, you thank in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what he bestows upon you of wealth. The zakah, it's been mentioned in the Quran that it is a characteristic of the good ones, those who are benevolent, those who are good to others. As he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. Verily the muttaqeen, the pious ones, will be in the midst of gardens and springs, taking joy in the things which their Lord has given them. Verily they were before this good doers. They used to sleep but little by night, invoking their Lord Allah and praying with fear and hope, and in the hours before dawn they were asking Allah for forgiveness, and in their properties there was the right of the beggar and the poor who does not ask the others. So in their money there is a portion to be given to the poor and the beggar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةَ. And they were commanded not, but that they should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone, abstaining from ascribing partners to Him, and offer prayers perfectly, iqamah of salah, and give zakah, the obligatory charity that it is right, that is the right religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Also the zakah is a mean of purification. As Allah said, take from their wealth, sadaqah, a portion to clean and purify them with. So this is the zakah. So my dear respected brothers and sisters in the web, pay me attention that the zakah, when we talk about zakah, we are not talking about the voluntarily sadaqah, the voluntarily charity. We're talking about the zakah, the third pillar of Islam, that it is obligatory on every wealthy man. And we will give in a later time the qualification for that wealthy man. So this is not the voluntarily charity that you give, for example, to a person that he needs. You give him $10 or $20 or $1,000, or you put, you know, in the box of charities in your mosque of your locality, you give some money or you write a check. That's not the obligatory zakah. The obligatory zakah has its own characteristics and features. And it is obligatory upon the one who is qualified, and we will inshallah mention those who are qualified to give the obligatory charity. When the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the companion Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Yemen, and he said, إِنَّكَ تَأْتِي قَوْمًا أَهْلَ كِتَابٍ فادعوهم من شهادة لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله فهمهم أطاعوا لذلك فعلمهم أن الله عز وجل افترض عليهم 5 صلوات في كل يوم وليلة فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فعلمهم أن الله تعالى افترض عليهم صدقة في أموالهم تؤخذ من أغنيائهم وترد إلى فقرائهم. The translation of this hadith: when Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Yemen, and he said, Mu'adh, you're gonna come to people of the book, I mean they were Christians, and called them to testify that there is no God except Allah and I the Prophet of Allah. If they obey you to that, then inform them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained upon them 5 salah, 5 prayers in a day and a night. If they obey to that, then inform them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained upon them a obligatory charity in their wealth to be taken from their wealthy ones and given to their poor ones. To be taken from what? From their wealthy ones and to be given to their poor among them. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, when you give the charity, when you give the charity, it does not dwindle your wealth. It does not dwindle your wealth. Actually, it does increase your wealth. He said, ثلاثة أحلف عليهم ما نقص مال من صدقة. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, and in this part of it, 3 things that I swear Allah on them, it's one of them, it's no wealth will be diminished when you give a sadaqah, charity, from that wealth. When we give also the obligatory charity, which is the zakah, is a way to rule in the earth. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we give zakah and establish salah, Allah will give us authority on the land. As he said in the Quran, الَّذِينَ أَمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ. And those who we give them authority in the land, they establish salah and they give zakah. So Allah will give you authority in the land, O Muslims, when you establish salah and give zakah. But you are away from establishing these two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be with us and will not grant us authority in the land. As you see nowadays, many people turn their back on the salah and turn their back on the zakah, and you see the situation of the Muslims. They have no authority in the land whatsoever. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, referring to Musa, he said, إني معكم وقال الله إني معكم لأن أقمتم الصلاة وآتيتم الزكاة. He said to the children of Israel, and also that refers to us, if you establish salah, I am with you. إني معكم, I am with you. When Allah, when is with you, with you Muslims, when you establish salah and give zakah. And give zakah, this both. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَأْخُذُ الصَّدَقَاتِ. And He is the one who accept the repentance, the sincere repentance from His slaves, and He takes the charities. And it takes the charities. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in that, in another hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَقْبَلُ الصَّدَقَاتِ وَيَأْخُذُهَا بِيَمِينِهِ فَيُرَبِّيهَا لِأَحَدِكُمْ كَمَا يُرَبِّي أَحَدُكُمْ نَهْرَهُ أَوْ فَلُوَهُ. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the charities, and He will take it with His. Honorable right hand, and he will take care of one one of you charity as one of you takes care of his horse or the son of a knight. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once you give to zakah to fulfill the third pillar of Islam, Allah will take it with his right hand and he will take care of it as you take care of your own, you know, like the mule that you use for transportation or the son of the knight that you take care of. The person who does not pay zakah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already warned him in the Quran. The one who refuses to pay the zakah, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said عن أبي هريرة قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من صاحب كنز لا يؤدي زكاته إلا أحمي عليه في نار جهنم فيجعل صفائح فتكوى بها جنباه وجبهته حتى يحكم الله بين عباده في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, any man who has a treasure and wealth but he does not give the obligatory charity on that wealth, indeed in the hereafter he will be burned against he will be burned by the hellfire in the hereafter, and it will be the coins of silver and gold that he did not give zakah on, it will burn him from both sides and also his forehead till Allah judge between the slaves in a day is equal to 50,000 years. So if the one who does not pay the zakat, the obligatory charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning him through the hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he will be burned with these coins, the gold and the silver, against his two sides and against his forehead. Also the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من آتاه الله مالا فلم يؤدي زكاته مثل له يوم القيامة شجاعا أقرع له زبيبتان يطوقه يوم القيامة ثم يأخذ بله زمتيه أي شدقيه ثم يقول أنا كنزك أنا مالك. Whosoever Allah gave him wealth and he did not give the zakah, the obligatory zakah on that money, if you do not give the zakah on that money, on the wealth that you own, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, he said, whosoever Allah gives him wealth, and he did not give the obligatory charity on that wealth, in hereafter a serpent will come to him like a cobra serpent will come to him, and this serpent has two black dots on his eyes, okay, and this serpent is bald from the head, the serpent, and he will tighten around and grab his cheeks, okay, and then he will say, I am your wealth, I am your money, the one that you did not pay zakah on. Now this is how much you know, how much doom of a doom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for the one who refuses to pay the zakah. And on the contrary, when you pay your zakah, the obligatory charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَيَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيَأْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my mercy encompasses everything, and I will write my mercy to those who are pious and those who give the obligatory charity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give his mercy, will shower those with his mercy to those who what? To those who are pious and those who give the obligatory zakah. So who pays the zakah? Now the next question will come, and someone has said, okay, now I know what Allah prepared of good for me when I pay zakah, and also I know what Allah prepares for me when I don't pay zakah. But brother, I want to know who pays the zakah. This is a very good question. Who pays the zakah? The zakah, it is obligatory upon every Muslim that he has the nisab. Any Muslim that who possesses the nisab, we call it nisab, we call it the nisab, we call it the nisab. I wrote it down right now. The nisab, this is the term Arabic. Nisab means he has the, I'm going to explain it further, inshallah, just give me a few minutes. But this person who possesses the nisab, he must pay the zakah. Okay, so what is the nisab? The nisab is 85 grams of pure gold. What equal to 85 grams of gold? Pure gold. That is the nisab. And also this 85 grams of pure gold must remain with you. Follow me attentively, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam. Must remain with you for one lunar year. For full lunar year. That means, if you have 85 grams today, which is today, Sister Layla, which is the calendar, the lunar calendar today? What is the month? Rabia? The second Rabia? Anybody knows? Does anybody know? The lunar month of today, what we are in lunar month? Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. 13, what's the name of it? No, not June 13, I want the lunar, lunar month. What the lunar? I mean Hijri, Hijri, migration, the calendar of the Muslims, Muslim calendar. Okay, Yeshua, Jumad al-Awwal. Okay, all right, Jumad al-Awwal. I take your word. I'm not sure, but I take whatever this brother Sumayya and Bilqis. I take your word. Okay, let's say you have now 85 grams of pure gold in your possession as we speak right now in Jumad al-Awwal. This is the month of a lunar calendar. This is the Muslim calendar. They must remain with you, Jumada al-Awwal, okay, good. They must remain with you till next year. Next year, Jumada al-Awwal, 1425. Next year. If they, today, the, you know, the 13th of Jumada, the first Jumada, okay, the 13th. Next year at this time, if you still have the 85 grams of pure gold, you must pay zakah on them, which is rub'u al-ushur, one fourth of a tenth. That means 2.5%. 2.5%. That means you have to pay 2.5%. This is one fourth of a tenth. You pay on that 85, on those 85 grams of pure gold. If you start the same thing, if you have the possession, if you possess 85 grams of a pure gold on Ramadan, then you wait till next Ramadan and you pay your due zakah, obligatory charity, on those 85 grams of pure gold. The same thing, Sha'ban, any month you started, that's how you do it. Now the question, someone would say, look brother, I do not own and have any gold. So what you talking about? You say nisab equals to 85 grams of gold. So what does it mean that? All right, the scholars said you have to convert the 85 grams of pure gold into money wise. You convert them to currency. Okay, how I can convert the 85 grams of pure gold into currency? All you have to do is call the jury, preferably to be a Muslim juror, and you call them on the day of your due payment. That means you have to pay your obligatory charity on that day. You call one or two Muslim jurors, preferably. If you don't find in your locality Muslim jurors, you just call the non-Muslims and ask them how much the gram of the pure gold. Last year, a brother told me that he asked a Jew, Muslim Jew, here in South Carolina, and he told him the gram for the gram of the pure gold is $10. $10. $10 per gram of the pure gold. South Carolina, the nisab is 800 is $850. So now you convert the 85 grams of pure gold to money wise. So if you have in your possession $850 today, the 13th of the Jumada, the 1st of Jumada, and this $850
they go all the same, they remain the same, they can increase, it's okay. But they are, you end up with more than 850 at next year at the same time, at the same date. Then you have to pay 2.5% on that 850 or whatever you have in a position above the 850. But if you go less than 850, there is no zakah on that money. A brother will say, brother, I have $10,000. I have a 10, I have 10, I have $10,000, okay? He has $10,000. Brother, how much, if they remain with me, okay, this $10,000, if they remain with you, with me, okay, I have them as of today, $10,000. If they remain with me next year, the same date, the same time, how much I pay? You pay 2.5% on this $10,000. How much, my dear respected brothers? Anyone can make the calculation? Anybody can make the calculation, please? You see if you're following me or not. If I have $10,000 right now, and they will stay with me intact, I will not touch them, and they will stay next year at the same date, the same time, how much I have to pay zakah on the $10,000? Of course, $10,000 is above the nisab, so we have to pay zakah. Thank you. Sister Nuri, $250. You have to pay 2.5%. That's $250 you have to pay out of the $10,000. Do you have a choice? Do you have a choice to pay these $250? No, because it's obligatory. This is not something that you choose or you legislate. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who legislated and ordained on every Muslim and Muslima who owns the nisab to pay the obligatory charity, which is 2.5%. Sister Michelle, she said no for what is it? What is it, an explanation? Okay. Sister Michelle, he said no to what? Pretending to what? Okay. Anyway, we'll skip that. Then, now if you have this money, and they will stay with you one lunar year, then you have to pay 2.5% on that money. Now, coming to a question that many sisters will ask, it said, wallah, a sister, okay, possessed, okay? But a lot of the scholars, many scholars, among those scholars is Imam Ahmad. Imam Ahmad said there is no zakah, obligatory zakah, on the gold that woman has for her own decoration and beautification, for her own beauty. If she gonna use that gold that she bought for beauty, to beautify herself and to decorate herself, there is no zakah, and this is the most authentic opinion. There is no zakah on that jewel, that gold or silver. They said also if it is above what she uses, she's not going to use, she has a lot of gold, it's being given to her or she bought it, she likes, you know, different. If it is above what she uses normally for beauty and decoration of herself, then she must pay of the one that excess to that, she must pay the obligatory zakah, which is 2.5%. She has to weigh at that date, the date of the due payment for the zakah, and she has to weigh the gold she has, and she has to calculate on compute how much she has to pay on that gold. Also, if you have 595 grams of pure silver, if you have 595 grams of pure silver, then you must pay 2.5% on the 595 grams of silver. The same thing, you will inquire about the gram of a pure gram of a pure silver with the jewels, and you multiply 595 grams of silver by the gram of the pure silver, and you see how much. If it is $10, like the gold, I believe is less than the pure gold, because the gold always is more expensive, and whatever, you multiply it. Now someone, he said, I don't have a gold and I don't have silver, but I have a cash. I have cash paper. The same thing, you have cash. Let's say you have $850 you earn from your salary, and you save them in your account, save them for rainy days or whatever it is, and they stay with you one lunar year, you must pay 2.5% on that $850, because your nisab is equal to 85 grams of pure gold time whatever the price of the gram, of 1 gram of pure gold, and you multiply it and you will see how much it is your nisab, how much the amount that needed to attain the nisab amount. If you have money like 5,000, 10,000, 100,000, and they stay with you without being diminished, then you must pay 2.5% on those amount of cash money. Now someone, he said, include your bank accounts, saving and checking. You include also stock markets, shares and bonds. Include everything. Someone, also you include the loans that you give to people. Let's say one of you loan, for example, just taking Sister Layla, they loan her $2,000, okay? Then, in the time when you pay your zakah, you have $4,000, but also you have $2,000 as a loan to Sister Layla. You add that $2,000 to the $4,000 that you do have. That means you have to pay on $6,000, 2.5%. The Imam Ahmad said, only in one case that you do not pay on the loan, when the person that you loan him the money, he is not trustworthy and he is not going to pay you. You know for sure that he's not going to pay you back. He is going to be delinquent. Okay? He's not going to make any payment to you. Also, cash that you have in your business. You have cash in your business, you must pay for that, the zakah. If you have an inventory, you are a person who has a car dealership, and you have 20, 25, or 30 cars, you calculate
the value of each car and you add them all together and see how much. Maybe you have an inventory worth of $50,000 and they stay like they are, that means the value stay, not the cars. The same cars that stay with you. The value of those cars, $50,000, and they stay with you for another 1 year, I mean 1 year, lunar year, then you have to pay 2.5% on that, on those, the inventory. You have a computer store, you must pay for the inventory. Anything, merchandise, any merchandise for sale, if they stay with you 1 year, lunar year, you must pay. There is a question, very good question. Someone will say, okay, I need an answer to this question, which is, now if I start with $850, but I end up with $50,000 by the date, if I start today, as of today, okay, with $850, which is, that's the nisab, I must pay all. And these $850 stay with me next year, but they increase. They become like $10,000 or $12,000. Do I pay on $850 because I earned the later, the $12,000? The $12,000 or the $11,000, I earn them later. I earn them later, not at the same time as the $800, $850. Okay? At that time, you said no. You pay for the whole thing because you have the nisab as of today, $850. It just, your wealth increases by time, and next year, by this time, you have $12,000. Even if you start off $850 today, but you end up by next year at this time, the same time, with the $12,000, then you pay for the $12,000. You don't pay for the $850 only. He said, brother, this is what the scholar said, that if whatever you earn above the $850, what matters is the first $850 as the first nisab, the first minimum amount that you build upon it. Of course, the zakah is due on the grains and fruits and plants like raisin, dates, barley, wheat. And of course, I know yes, Sister Michelle, yes, correct, you pay on the larger amount. Okay, any one of you is a farmer, any one of you is a farmer. Okay, nobody is a farmer, so we skip this. Because there are zakah, obligatory charity on farming. Grains, fruits, plants, like raisin, dates, barley, wheat, and also livestock, like a camel, cattle, sheep, and goats. For example, I just give you an example. Now, if you have five camels. To 9 camels. 5 is the minimum. The nisab in the livestock is different from the nisab of the wealth, the money, cash, or whatever, okay? You have to pay 1 camel. You have to give away one camel if after one lunar year. Also, if you have a cattle, the minimum of the cattle is 30 cows. So if you have 30 cows and above, then you will pay 1 year old cow. And so forth. This is a lot of, this is a big list, but this is how they do it. But if someone has, you know, a livestock, he has to know what the zakah on the livestock, as well on the plants and fruits and other things that related to farming. We're going to skip this because I don't think we have any brothers or sisters on the web who are farmers. Who can we give the zakah? This is the question, the next question of this lecture. Who we can give the zakah? Someone will say, wallahi, I want to know, but okay, now you tell me that we need to give 85 grams of pure gold and 595 grams of pure silver, and we must all compute all this and pay 2.45% on them if they pass 1 year, one lunar year. But to whom I give? Do I have a choice? Brothers and sisters on the web, do the Muslim who has the nisab, who possesses the nisab, does he have a choice? Please answer yes or no. To whom he gives the zakah? Does he have a choice to whom he gives the zakah, or already legislated by Allah who is the zakah to be given? Does he have a choice? Yes or no? Your answer. Brothers and sisters, are you there? Alright, I'll answer this question. We give the zakah, Allah no, we do not have a choice to give the zakah. Yes, the answer no is the correct one. The answer no is the correct answer. You do not have a choice to whom you give your zakah when it is due. You don't have a choice. Why? Because Allah already legislated in the Surah Tawbah, the Surah of Repentance. Okay, He already legislated to whom we give our due obligatory zakah, obligatory charity. He said, إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل فريضة من الله. Translation: the zakah, it is ordained on the destitute and the needy one. Okay? And the one who work on it, who work to connect it. This is the right translation I have here from the Quran. Sadaqah, here it means obligatory charity, i.e. zakah, are only for the fuqara, the poor who do not beg, and al-masakeen, the poor who beg, and those employed to collect the funds of it, and for to attract the hearts of those who have been inclined towards Islam, and to free the captives, and for those in debt, and for Allah's cause, i.e. for mujahideen, those who are fighting in the holy battle, and for the wayfarer, a traveler who is cut off from everything, and a duty imposed, it is a duty imposed by Allah, and Allah is all knower, all wise. Chapter 9, verse number 60. Okay, it's good like that now? I'm sorry. It's good like that? Okay. So the tzedakah, the obligatory, are for eight categories. For eight categories. Who are they, the eight categories? Are the poor who do not beg, the poor who beg, okay, those who collect the funds for the zakah, and to those for the purpose to attract the hearts of those who have been inclined towards Islam. Also, the zakah is to free, can be used to free the captives, if there are. We do not have captives, we do not have slaves. And for those, you can give your zakah to those who are in debt, and you can give your zakah to the mujahideen, those who fight in holy battle, and also the number eight, to the wayfarer, the traveler, he is cut off from everything. So this is to the eight categories. Eight, you do not have a choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one who legislated for the zakat to be given to these eight people. To the eight people. Don't delay your zakat payments. You know now how much, and if you have money saved somewhere else, you must rush to pay the due zakah on them, because this is not your right, this is Allah's right on you to pay the due zakah. You don't have a choice. It's not like the voluntary charity. It is obligatory charity upon every Muslim, wealthy Muslim, that he has the possession of 85 grams of pure gold. Delaying zakah does not cancel or annul your due. Bear in mind, delaying the zakah, and you must not delay it. But if you delay it, does not mean that it's already the right of Allah, so you give it. Alright, brother and sisters, I have some money. For example, someone will say, I have some money, and okay, I want to pay my zakah. Okay, to whom I give? You give to the eight people. If you know someone, he is a destitute, you give it to him. Since we do not have a government, an Islamic government, you don't give it to the government. In an Islamic state, you give it to the Islamic government. Since in the absence of Islamic government and state, you give it to the one that you think they are destitute, to the one that you think he is needy, and you give it to the one who is in debt. He has some debt on him, you give it to him. Brother, I calculated my zakah is $200. This is inshallah to you, $200. I know you have a debt, so go ahead and pay your debt. Okay? You give it to the, for Allah's sake, you gave it to wayfarer, you know, stranded someone is being stranded. So you give it, inshallah, to those, and you give it to someone who is inclining toward Islam. Let's say you know someone who is your mother, or your neighbor, or your friend. She is American, Christian American, but she has inclination toward Islam. She is about to be Muslim, but not yet, she didn't take the Shahada. And you have zakah money, you give it to her to soften her heart. Yeah, it has to be legislated. Yeah, it has to be given to those legislated by Allah. And also you can... So this is what it is. The zakah, you need to give it to the eight categories. Okay? Alright? the eight people, the destitute, the one that I mentioned earlier. And let me explain. Really, I don't think time is going to help us to finish up what I gather from the zakah, but I guess I have to stop. I have to stop here. If you have any question, and we continue next week, inshallah, with the same topic. We've only 5 minutes left, or do I have more time than that? I don't think, Sister Layla. Okay, if you have no savings, if you have no savings at all, so you don't have, do you have the $850? Like I said, you know, this is what I calculated in South Carolina. Okay, do you have $850? If you have $850 in your possession, okay, Sister Islami, if you have $850 in your possession today, and they stay with you all the way next year, the same date of today, the lunar calendar, then you must pay 2.5% on that $850. I'm telling you. This, according to what I calculate of the gram of the pure gold in South Carolina, I don't know the place you're coming from. You have to ask them how much pure gold. So you calculate with 85 grams of gold, and you see how much your nisab. You must learn this word nisab. If you have that amount, and that amount stays with you next year, the same time. Today, as of today, we're talking, for example, then you must pay 2.5%. Now the jury, coming to the jury, sister, the diamonds or the way, the pearls that you own, if you are not using it, if you're using it for beatification, you have two opinions. One opinion is the Sheikh Al-Albani opinion. Okay. Sheikh Al-Albani said, if you have a gold for beautification, women to beautify herself and to use it, then she said, he said there is zakah on that jewelry and diamonds or whatever she has. Okay, if she using it, even if she using it for beautification, this is the first opinion of Sheikh Al-Albani. But the Imam Ahmad and other scholars, which is I favor this opinion. She said if she using it for beautification only, she is not doing a commerce or a trade out of the jewelry. She's not using her gold to make a trade or commerce or business out of that, then she doesn't have to pay any zakah money on the jewels or on that diamond or on that gold or silver. Dear Sister Islami, so the second opinion, if you use the new jewels for beautification only, to beautify yourself, you're not making no business out of that, okay? So you don't have to pay. This is the second opinion, and this is the one I incline towards. Sister Slemi, please confirm, do you get the opinion or you want me to repeat? I don't have no problem to repeat it. Okay, I assume. Okay, inshallah, I believe now we come to the end. It's a lot to the zakah, but inshallah next week I will finish. Inshallah the lecture on the zakah, and may Allah reward you for listening. And subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. If you do not have any question. That says that means we, inshallah, I'm quitting now because we have to give the time, give the microphone, turn it over to the
brother who's going to come after. May Allah reward you for listening, and inshallah I'll see you next week at the same time, same channel. May Allah reward you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.